Today is the fourth day of our meditation retreat. Yesterday, I explained to you some important points to take care of or to correct when you go astray. Today also I want to deal with some points which must be kept in mind all the time. In the walking meditation, in sitting meditation, if you do not feel the rise and fall in movement very distinct, you must not breathe quickly or vigorously. Breathing must be normal and natural. When you watch or observe the movement attentively enough, you come to feel the movement gradually, better and better. So you should note or observe the movement of the abdomen as much as possible. Breathing must not be quick or vigorous. It must be natural and normal. Later on, when your concentration becomes better and better, then you'll be able to perceive the movement of the abdomen more clearly and distinctly. But you can do one way to be able to catch the rising and falling movement. You place both of your palms are on the abdominal movement. Then when the abdomen moves outward, your hand feels it. When the abdomen moves inward, your hand feels it. In this way, you can observe the outward movement and inward movement of the abdomen, making mental note as rising, falling, rising, falling. Though you are not able to feel the abdominal movement and you are not able to note it, even though you do, place your both of your hands on the movement of the abdomen, then you have an alternative to observe. That is a sitting posture and touching sensation. So, if you are unable to note rise and fall in movements very well, then you should take the alternative. That is sitting posture and touching sensation. The touching sensation must be noted. And 2 points. When you observe the sitting posture, you need not visualize the form of the body. You need not know the head, the shoulder, the body, the waist, the thigh, and so on. These are the forms. We call it the concept, the forms. What you should observe is the upright posture of the body. When you focus your mind towards yourself, then you feel you are sitting with the upright posture of the body. It's enough to note sitting. In this way, you observe the sitting posture, upright posture of the body, make a mental note as sitting. There are many points of touching in your body. Your two hands touches each other, or your two hands touch each thigh, and the contact between the buttock and the seat, there's also a touching point. The ankle also touches the floor. Some of the toes touches the floor or the seat. There are many points of attaching. And the clothes also touches your skin. Out of these many points of attaching, you should choose the most prominent two points of attaching as the object of meditation. Suppose you choose the contact between your hand and thigh. Your hand and thigh, there is your point, touching point, on the left and also on the side, the right too. So you note sitting, observing upright posture of the body, and then note touching left point and touching the right point. In this way, sitting, touching, touching, sitting, touching, touching. When you observe the sitting posture or upright posture for the body, it means that you are mindful of wind or air element. Because the body is kept in an upright position by means of a support of the wind outside and the wind inside. The wind outside supports the body to keep it erect. In the same way, the wind inside the body also supports the body to keep it erect. So here, the supporting is the specific characteristic of a wind element. To realize that supporting nature as it really occurs, we have to observe upright posture of the body as a sitting. Later on, when your concentration becomes deeper, you come to realize the nature of a support of the wind element. Then when we note a touching point, there sometimes we feel hardness or softness at the touching point whenever we note. Sometimes we feel heat or cold. if we feel hardness or softness, we are observing earth element. Hardness and softness is the specific characteristics of earth element, individual characteristic of earth element. If we feel heat or cold at the point of a touching sensation, then we are observing Tejo-Dhatu, fire element. Tejo-Dhatu has heat and cool as cold as the specific characteristics. That's why we have to observe touching sensation. So, in this way, we note sitting, touching. If your touching point is at the bottom of the body, then you should observe it. Then note standing at sitting, touching. But one touching point must be noted about 2 seconds, 2 minutes, not more than that. Because if you note or observe a single point of a touching, then it's easy for your mind to note or to observe it. When the object, when you feel easy to know the object, your mental effort becomes less and less. Then, when mental effort becomes less and less, you have no attentiveness with mindfulness. Your mindfulness is not sharp enough, not powerful enough, because your effort is less. Then it's easy for your mind to go astray and wanders, goes out. Then you have to note going, wandering, and so on. So you should have enough effort in the noting of the time. To have enough effort in the noting all the time, you need new objects. When you take a new object or new touching points as the object of meditation, then you have to make some more effort in the noting to perceive or to observe this new object very well. Then, because of that mental effort, your mindfulness becomes sharp and powerful. Then the concentration also becomes deep. After 2 minutes of noting of this point, then you should choose another touching point and observe it about 2 minutes, but attentively. In this way, sitting, touching, sitting, touching. Then your mind won't go out very often. Distraction would be less and less. In this way, you can carry on your observing of rising, falling movement. You are observing of a sitting posture and 2 points of attention. If your mind is concentrated on certain posture and touching points to a certain extent. You may feel your abdominal movement distinct. If the abdominal movement is very distinct, then you change your object from sitting in touching point to abdominal movement. You should note rising, falling. But if the rising falling becomes soft and small, and then when it becomes stop or disappear again, then you note sitting, touching, touching, sitting, touching, touching. Later on, your abdominal movement will become evident, distinct, and clear all the time because of the power of your mindfulness by noting, sitting, and 2 points of attention. At the time, you can note rising, falling very well. Then your mind will be concentrated on the rising process and falling process of the movement. This is for sitting meditation. In the walking meditation also, you should be careful about the position of your head. Your head should not bend too low. If your head is bent too low, then you feel tense on the neck, in the neck or in the back. Sometimes you may feel dizzy. Sometimes you may feel headache because you bend your head too low, looking at about 1 or 2 feet ahead of you. It must not be done. So, you should look at a place about 6 or 7 feet ahead of you with half-closed eye. But the force of your mind is it should stay with the movement of the foot all the time. If you bend your head too low and look at about 1 or 2 feet ahead of you, then you feel tense in the neck or the back, or you feel headache or dizziness, so you can't concentrate well. So do not look at nearer than 6 feet. When you note lifting, pushing, dropping, touching the 4 parts of a step is noted in 4 sessions. Lifting movement, pushing movement, dropping movement, and touching. Then when you put down the foot, you should put it down flat. You must not put down the heel first and the toe later. If you put down in that way, it's not very good to observe the dropping movement and touching sensation very well. So you should put the foot down flat. To be able to put the foot down the flat, your stepping should not be long. It should be a length of a foot, not longer than that. Then you're going to put your foot down flat. Yeah. sometimes some of the meditators wants to put down the food flat, so they put their food in front of another food. Then the food is one after another. It's not good. If you make the step in that way, you can't keep your balance. You lose your balance. So you can't concentrate well. So the food should not be put one after another. Between the heel of the left foot and the toe of the right foot, or the heel of the right foot and the toe of the toes of the left foot, must be at least 1 or 2 inch apart, so that you can keep your balance well, and also observe the movement of a touching sensation very well. And the daily activity too, there are some points that to be kept in mind. While you are doing all actions and movements and the daily activities, say such as stretching the arms, bending the arms, putting down the arms, lifting, sitting down, standing, rising from the seat, standing, and folding the clothes, preparing the clothes, and so on. There are many, many actions and movements while you are washing the face, washing the hands, while you are taking bath, while you are taking meal, eating food. There are many actions, movements which must be observed, which must be watched, which must be mindful of as it really occurs. Here, while you are doing daily activities, your mind may go astray or thinks about something else. But you should not note that my wondering or thinking, imagining. In sitting, as well as in the walking, you should note wondering mind, thinking mind, imagination, planning, seeing mental picture. All these thoughts must be noted attentively, energetically, and somewhat quickly. But in the daily activity, you need not pay any attention to thoughts. In daily activity too, there are some thoughts going out wandering. But you need not know the thought. You should bring the mind back and put it to the action or the movement at present. Suppose you, while you are stretching, you observe stretching movement very slowly. Stretching, being aware of each individual movement of a stretching. Then the mind goes out and thinks about your work or your family. You must not note that mind which is wandering or thinking about family. You bring it back and focus it on the movement of the hand, the stretch and movement of the hand. Then notice you start stretching, stretching, stretching. Whenever the mind goes out or wanders, you bring it back and put it to the actions or movement at present. Why? Because during daily activity, awareness of a daily activity, if you watch or note the wandering mind, thinking mind, imagination, planning, seeing, mental picture, you won't finish your work, because during daily activity, these distracting thoughts comes up a lot. The mind goes out very open. Sometimes it keeps going on very long. So if you notice these thoughts, you have no time to note your actions and movement in the daily routine. Then these actions and movements is done mindfully, then you don't experience any movement while you are stretching out, stretching the arms, bending the arms. So, an awareness of a daily activity, you should not pay any attention to thoughts, wondering, thinking, imagining, planning. You bring the mind back and put focus it on the stretching movement or bending movement at present. Be careful to note these daily activities in more and more detail, slow and more and more. Because when you stretch out the arms, stretching movements are not a single one. Stretching movements are a great number. There are a great number of movements arising and passing within a stretch of the arm. Only when you are able to slow down the movement of stretching and observe each individual movement very well, you come to realize these tiny broken movements of stretching. Unless you slow down, you are unable to realize these movements. These movements are also the specific characteristic of a wind element or air element. So you need to slow down your actions and movements, such as stretching, bending, sitting down, rising from the seat, taking breath, washing the face, or taking meal, and so on. In Vipassana meditation, meditator must be careful about the two points. The first point is to note any thought that's arising at the moment, such as wandering thought, thinking, imagination, planning, seeing mental pictures. All these thoughts must be noted attentively, energetically, and somewhat quickly. Then, because of energetic, attentive, and somewhat quick noting, the noting mind becomes more and more powerful and sharper and sharper. Then the thinking process stops in a short time. because it's overwhelmed by the powerful noted mind. But the aim of noting these thoughts is not to make them stop or disappear, but to realize them and their true nature. Realizing their true nature, gradually they stop because of powerful mindfulness and concentration. So, whenever thought arises, as soon as you know it, you should note thinking, wondering, imagining, and so on, until thought has disappeared. After the thought has disappeared, you return to the primary object. Note as usual. This is the first important factor to make progress in this mindfulness meditation or Vipassana meditation. The second important point is to be aware of all actions and moves in the daily routine or daily activities, perceiving each action and movement in more and more detail, slowing down all actions and movements. This is the second most important point in the Vipassana meditation. Because if you do sitting meditation and walking meditation only, without being mindful of any actions or movements and the daily routine, there are many and different big unmindful gaps between the first mindfulness and the following mindfulness. When the mindfulness are not continuous and constant, uninterrupted, then you won't have any deep concentration. Only mindfulness becomes continuous and constant, then concentration becomes deeper and deeper. Then there arises the insight knowledge that realizes the true nature of mental and physical phenomena. So, to have continuity of mindfulness for the whole day is very, very much important to make progress in meditation. To have continuous mindfulness, you should strive your best to be aware of all actions and movements and the daily routine, or daily activities, and more details, so now all actions and movements, more and more. This is the second important point in this Vipassana meditation. Without being aware of a daily activity, meditator cannot gain deep concentration. Maybe you may gain some degree of concentration, but not deep enough. Why? Because the mindfulness is not continuous and disrupted. So, continuous, uninterrupted, and constant mindfulness is indispensable for deeper concentration and clear insight. So to have this continuity of mindfulness, you should put more and more effort in the noting of daily activities and more detail, slowing down more and more. In ancient time in Sri Lanka, it about 5th or 6th century BC, AD, about 9 years after the pre-Nibbana of the Buddha. One senior Mahajira, senior monk, practiced Vipassana meditation from the day he was ordained onward, intensively. But though he is 60 years old, he was 60 years old, he could not attain the Arahatship. But he tried his best to be aware of all daily activity, all actions and movement, daily routine, slowing down extremely all actions and movements, being aware of each action and movement very well. But he could not attain Arahatship until he became 60 years old. The reason is, I think, he has less experience and part existence in this meditation. So, his experience in the past is not enough to be conducive to the insight, knowledge, enlightenment to arise in an earlier stage of his life. One day, some young monks came to visit the venerable senior monk. So they talked with this senior monk about the Dhamma. During their talk, the venerable monk lifted his hand towards the head quickly. Then he put it down very, very slowly. And then again, he lifted the hand very, very slowly, extremely slowly, towards the head. Then put it down very slowly. Then the young monks asked Mahajira, the senior monk, Venerable Sir, it is strange to us to see you or your hands first of all lifting quickly, and then putting down slowly, and lifting again, put slowly, and putting down slowly. What's the reason? Then senior monk told these young monks, because since my higher ordination, I have been practicing this Vipassana meditation by being mindful of all daily activities in more and more detail. But now, because I am talking with you, so I forgot to be mindful of lifting of my hand. So I mindlessly, mindfully lift my hand. So it's done quickly. But when my head and near the head. I come to realize I do it mindfully. So I put it down the head very slowly and mindfully, being aware for each movement of the hand. But I could not finish my work on the head. So I need to lift the hand again. So I lift it very, very slowly, being mindful of each individual movement, lifting movement of the hand. Then when I scratch my itchy sensation on the head, then I put down the hand. Here also, I put the hand down very slowly, being mindful of each individual movement of the hand very well. That is the reason I did these things. Send the young man to come to rightly understand the value of the slowing down and the value of daily awareness of daily activities. That senior monk, in a few days' time, attained a hardship, being aware of each mental state and physical process, realizing them rising and passing away, and permanent suffering and personal nature of this physical phenomena and mental phenomena, and he attains Rashya. So the commentary to Mahasatipatthana Sutra mentions this story for all meditators to remind them of the value of slowing down and the value of awareness of daily activities. I also now told you this story because I would like you to imitate that senior Mahathira and attain Arhatship and 10 days meditation. Could you attain in 10 days meditation? Arhatship? Can't say. If you have accumulated experience and the past existences,